Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the fourth Sunday of Lent is known as Latere or Rejoice Sunday, expressing the church's joy in anticipation of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's readings remind us that it is God who gives us proper vision in body as well as in soul, and to instruct us that we should be constantly on our guard against spiritual blindness. By describing the anointing of David as the second king of Israel, the first reading taken from the book of Samuel illustrates how blind we are in our judgments and how much we need God's help. In the second reading, Saint Paul reminds the Ephesians of their new responsibility as the children of light. To live as children of light, producing every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Presenting the miracle of Jesus giving sight to men born blind, today's gospel teaches us the necessity of opening the eyes of the mind by faith, and warns us that those who assume they see the truth are often blind, while those who acknowledge their blindness are given clear vision. In this episode, the most unlikely person, namely the beggar born blind, receives the light of faith in Jesus, while the religion-oriented, low-educated Pharisees remain spiritually blind. To live as a Christian is to see, to have a clear vision about God, about ourselves, and about others. Our Lenten prayers and sacrifices should serve to heal our spiritual blindness so that we can look at others, see them as children of God, and love them as our own brothers and sisters, saved by the death and resurrection of Jesus. A few years back, a man in Amsterdam felt the need to confess. So he went to the priest and said, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." During World War II, I hid a refugee in my attic. "Well," answered the priest, "that is not a sin." The man said, "But I made him agreed to pay me 20 gold coins for every week he stayed." The priest replied, "I admit that wasn't good, but you did it for a good cause." "Oh, thank you, Father, that eases my mind." The man again said, "I have one more question." "What is that, my son?" the priest asked. The man replied, "Should I tell him the war is over?" Dear friends, we are called to live compassionate lives and not close our eyes to the people in and around us. The life messages that we are invited to learn, we need to allow Jesus to heal our spiritual blindness. We all have blind spots in our marriages, in our parenting, in our work habits, and in our personalities. We often wish to remain in the dark, preferring darkness to light. Even practicing Christians can be blind to the poverty, injustice, and pain around them. Let us remember, however, that Jesus wants to heal our blindness. We need to ask Him to remove from us the root causes of our blindness, namely self-centeredness, greed, anger, hatred, prejudice, jealousy, addiction to evil habits, and hardness of heart. We also need to get rid of cultural blindness. Our culture also has blind spots. Often it is blind to things like selfless love, happiness, fidelity with truth, committed sexual love in marriages, and the value of human life from birth to natural death. Our culture has become anesthetized to the violence, the sexual deviation, and the enormous suffering in the world around us. Let us counteract this cultural blindness by experiencing Jesus dwelling within us and within others through personal prayer, meditative reading of the Bible, and a genuine sacramental life. Let us pray with Scottish Bible scholar William Brackley. God, our Father, help us to see Christ more clearly, love Him more dearly, and follow Him more nearly. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.